see the players growing before your eyes, but in 6 or 7 days' time, we've got to go out and face a great club. It'll be a challenge for us, but we'll look forward to it. If we want to be a good team, we've got to play in these games all the time, so get used to it, what I say.
Yeah, just get used to it. That's Chris Fagan, great coach advice. Of the Brisbane Lions, ahead of the big clash tomorrow at the Gabba, 2:10 against Geelong. Before we get to that, we're breaking with convention. We're not doing the Friday night game on the...
What?
Friday footy... What do we call this again? Friday footy preview? That's what we call it. Is that many bloody Friday names around here? We're not doing Friday night. We're not doing Melbourne City.
Why not?
Because it's crap.
Okay.
So we've decided that we're not going to waste our time with that. There's more important matters at hand. By the way, Carlton have confirmed that Dale Thomas will be retiring via their Twitter account. 256 games, Premiership, All-Australian. Career full of memories, they say. Thanks, Daisy. So Daisy Thomas will be retiring today. That's confirmed by the football.
He'll play out the year.
He'll play which this 100 games.
I was going to say, which will mean that he'll end up playing 100 games at Collingwood and Carlton.
And have his name in the locker at the Blues.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been too many people that would have played 100 at Carlton and Collingwood.
Yeah, no, probably not.
The old father-son pick Collingwood or Carlton if he's any good.
If he's any good. He's got a daughter, I think, Daisy, at the moment.
And daughters get father-daughter.
My word. Father-daughter.
Is there a father-daughter?
My word there is.
How many games?
Andrew McCann.
One.
One game.
This stage, that'll change, I think, but at this stage, it's one.
Oh.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. You got any daughters? Remember?
No. Just boys. Just three boys.
Well, they'll be rubbish. let's have a look at that game.
Bang. Bang from 55.
At the game of tomorrow, it is a highlight of the calendar, without a doubt. 1v2 or 2v1, depending on how you want to spell it. No change for the Brisbane Lions, and why would you? Alex Witherden plays game number 50. Link McCarthy, 50 games as well, and Dan McStay with his 100th. And for Geelong, one change. O'Connor comes in for Menegola. Brendan Parfitt plays game number 50. This is... I've been waiting for this one for a little while, Boom. We've had to wait till round 22 for these teams to come up against each other. And it's 1 and 2 on the ladder. What do you see when you look at this game, Boomer?
What do I see? I see very similar game styles from the Brisbane Lions and the Cats as well. I think they're both playing great. I said a long time ago that Brisbane, for me, didn't defend as well as the good teams do. I've been proven wrong. Happy to put my hand up and say that they're as good as anyone now in the competition, or maybe not as good as anyone in the competition, but they're certainly in that top echelon of teams. I just didn't think Hodge, Witherden, Rich, these type of guys, I actually thought you could kick goals on them, but they're stopping goals. They're doing quite well. Now, whether that's more pressure up the field through Charlie Cameron and the forwards, or maybe the midfielders as well, he's certainly helping out. But I just think that they're becoming an even team, and they're not so... big names now are Harris Andrews, who is an All-Australian defender. Hipwood, get on the end of it. McCluggage has had a fantastic year now, a few years into the system and playing some awesome football. So I just think those younger guys are just starting to blend with the older guys. I reckon they've got a really good mix. Who would have thought Lions would have come over from the Gold Coast Suns and just absolute nail a year and give them something that they actually need as another inside clearance player. And the Cats are the Cats. We know, and Rami, you mentioned before, they kept the Kangas to one goal. They did that at their home ground. That's my, and it's no biggie. It's so much more narrow than any other ground. Can they maintain that? And gee, they defend well at Skilled Stadium. And they defend well anyway, but they read the play well. Last week, the Kangas gave them a spare down back. And I think anybody that does that to Geelong with their setups down back with the players they got, Stewart, Tui, these type of guys, they're just going to sit off and read the ball and just rebound everything you kick in. So that's the reason why Geelong kept them to one goal last week. So I think this is a crack-up match of the round for me by a long way. And this is Brisbane's biggest test of the year. Yep. And they'll find out so much more about them going into the finals 2 weeks out, which is fantastic.
Is there an area of the ground for either team, Rammer, that is the key to this?
Yeah. It's Brisbane's forward line.
Yep.
I'm a big believer. It's control versus attack. Geelong like to control the ground in terms of the way they set up, whereas Brisbane like to suck the defenders high up the ground and then play this high-tempo game going back the other way. So Geelong have been the masters that. They just sit back and set up. So I'm expecting that again. Brisbane, they're high-octane, they're high-scoring at the moment. But if you look... the way the game was just used last week as an example. I know they won easy against Gold Coast, but even in a 100-point win, it still looked like Brisbane's forward line was emptied out.
Mm.
They were just constantly going into one-on-one contest inside their forward 50. Geelong won't allow that. So this is a great test. This is a great test for Brisbane to see if their style will stand up and how long it will stand up for in particular games. If it turns into a scrap at some stage in this game, I think that will be Brisbane's greatest challenge because their mids are still young. Lachie Neale is probably their best mid. He's been targeted.
Probably.
He's been targeted, obviously, quite often over the last couple of weeks. So how he can work through that, but then can Brisbane's younger mids, I'm talking about Berry, I'm talking about McCluggage, can those guys then step up and take the load away from and I'm purely thinking about finals here. This is, to me, it's a preview of a final at some stage. So I'm just thinking of are both teams going to show all their cards this week?
Well, that's right. Can you afford not to expose everything?
So I don't think Geelong need to, but I think Brisbane need to give
them... Well, there's a top two finish on...
I just think Brisbane need to give themselves, again, another shot of confidence to know that it's going to stand up in the coming weeks with a young team still.
Totally agree. The interesting stat here, and there's a lot of talk about Geelong's slow play versus quick play, and they're too stagnant, they kick mark too much. Brisbane ranked 15th in that area from marks from play on, which is really surprising to me because when I watch them play, it feels like they wheel and go, get the ball into a little bit of Pagan's paddock for Charlie Cameron, the ball hits a deck, and they've got the smalls sort of just dispersing everywhere. So that's a really surprise to me that they're 15th in that marks from play on.
They've got multiple options to play on Cameron, Geelong.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
He's a super player.
Buse can do it.
Tui could do it. Blitzards could do it.
Stewart could do it.
Yeah. They got multiple options.
Blitzarves?
Yep.
He could. Blitzarves, the
absolutely
big ruckman.
Could. Oh, well, he could.
Can you play the ruckman on Charlie Cameron?
Absolutely.
He's quite a unique beast,
good
big
call.
Mark.
That's a good call.
I think if I was them, I'd start Buse on him.
Yeah. I think that will be how it starts.
Yep.
But if it doesn't work, there is A, B and C.
Yep. I think that's fair enough. You were going to say, Adam, what?
No, I was going to say, the way Geelong set up defensively, I think Brisbane can give them problems because Geelong like it coming in high and they like to be able to control it, as you said, Rammer. But the way Brisbane play its forward line, I'm not sure whether they're going to have it the way they want it. And I think that's probably going to be the determining factor. If Geelong can control Brisbane's forward line, they probably win. If they can't, I don't think they will win.
Have we seen Brisbane in a lower scoring game this year be able to really grind it out and win? Because Geelong haven't conceded 100 points this year.
No.
So that's my feel on this game right now is Geelong won't try to go blow for blow with Brisbane.
There's a comment that Chris Scott made last week about their best players. He felt that their best players collectively weren't on top of their game, and that was one of the key reasons why they dropped away a little bit, which was, I thought it was interesting. I don't know whether it was a cattle prod or whether it was just what he felt was the case. And I looked at it closely over the weekend, and I reckon he's right. Dangerfield had a great game against North Melbourne, but there is still a lot of scope for improvement with that group collectively.
Who's that group?
I think that's Selwood, Kelly, Dangerfield, Ablett, those game breakers through the midfield that get a lot of the footy but obviously use it very well, and then clearly Tom Hawkins in the forward line. But collectively, I don't think they really ripped the game apart in the second half of the year. Now, the question is, are they waiting for finals? Are they waiting for this time of the year
to three
explode?
Games on top of the ladder, weren't they?
Yeah.
Three games clear at one stage on top of the ladder. So
I think they just need top two.
Yeah. What they did well against North Melbourne last week, Ramon, you touched on it before, they got the spare down back and they gave North Melbourne the spare at the stoppage. But you know what they done?
All the time.
They still won the stoppages. Yeah. So North Melbourne had a plus one. Geelong still won the stoppages. So
that's because Kelly and Dangerfield are just so good around that contest.
But will Brisbane allow that? Or they'll say, no, bad luck. We're not giving you the spare. We'll just go play one-on-one and go head-to-head with you at the stoppages. And hopefully we clear the ball more than you, because I think that's where the game's going to be won.
So Geelong can get top two if they don't beat Brisbane still because of their percentage. Brisbane can't get top two if they don't win.
So it's a huge game.
I don't think they can beat Richards.
Top two is huge. If Brisbane get a couple of games at the Gabba, no travelling, anything can happen.
So who has more to gain and more to lose in this game?
Well, I think Brisbane's got more to lose and they've got more to gain.
100%.
Yep. That's a good one. Who wins, Whitey?
Now, this is very difficult
no,
for me.
No, it's not.
No, it is because no, I'm one
I'll
behind.
I'll select first.
No. I'm one behind. Rama, no, but that's Rama knows my tips.
I'm selecting Geelong.
You shouldn't have done your tips then. Why have you done your tips but 4:30 in the morning?
By the numbers. And Rama's an avid fan.
I am selecting Geelong.
Okay.
Who are you tipping?
I'm selecting Brisbane.
Who are you selecting, Boomer?
How many am I behind?
Don't worry about it. Just
well, Rama and I have spaced you all.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, big guys.
After a heroic performance last week.
Sorry, big guys. I'm going with Brisbane.
I'm going with Brisbane as well.